Hello, Pisces friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Pisces April 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. This is for you if Pisces is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other placement of Pisces that you're listening for. What I'm going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Pisces friend, so birthdays like March 15th through the rest of the sign, or Pisces degrees 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Aries report, as both of those reports will have pieces for you very late degree friends. So we've got, as usual, a ton to talk about. Mercury retrograde, we've got an eclipse, we've got one of the most powerful outer planet conjunctions that we've seen in a very long time. We've got, of course, a full moon in Scorpio and transits through different areas lighting up Pisces-specific storylines. So we're going to get into all of this. So April is very much a time for rebirth for Pisces friends, just having had your birthday, or for other Pisces placements, just having had recently the sun cross over your particular Pisces placement. This is a time for regeneration. It's a time for a new cycle. And corroborating this storyline of the sun's new cycle, we also have Mars talking about this new cycle of regeneration. Mars is in Pisces for the entire month of April. This only happens every two-ish years, so it's kind of a big time. So Mars brings ambition, it brings oomph, it brings excitement, it brings readiness. Sometimes it can bring clarity and direction and the energy to put, you know, behind the tasks that you know need to be done. It can definitely be a catalyst, and this energetic of catalyst is very, very strong this month. So even though Mercury retrograde is bringing us back inward and backward a bit into past storylines, past opportunities, you know, people and circumstances from the past, we still have this also very strong energetic of moving forward. So the one thing to note when we have a profile like this astrologically is that you don't know everything yet, okay? The eclipse is going to bring more information. Once the retrograde is complete at the end of April, new information is going to come in, but you still can do a lot of things. If you're trying to do something and it's not working, that's your cue to cut the frustration by just stopping and letting the flow take you where it will. It's not a time to try to force anything, but it can be a super productive time. And if you're feeling ready to do stuff, then move along your continuum, because Mars in your first house, in your sign, is definitely going to bring really a new level of ambition for many Pisces placements. And we don't want you to not use that just because Mercury's in retrograde. Mars moving through the first house, also Venus still moving through the first house for a little bit longer, is definitely going to bring a focus on yourself, on your physical body, on who you are, on what you're bringing, on regenerating the approach that you have towards life, maybe owning your body as the temple of God essence. I always like to call it, right? It's like the essence of spirit is within our body temple. We don't always treat our bodies in a way that acknowledges that. But this might bring a new awareness of treating your body like you would a sacred space, whatever a sacred space is for you, some sort of, you know, temple or a church, or, you know, some sort of old ancient site, the same reverence that you would bring to that space. This is a cycle where you can start bringing that reverence to your physical body and how people treat you and how you treat yourself. So it's a very exciting time where you're starting really from ground one to rebuild through the zodiac cycle, a whole new way of being. Mars is supporting you. Venus is supporting you. Venus in the first house and also through your sign can also bring a magnetism, you know, a period of time when people are more, you know, more likely to listen to you or more interested in what you have to say. This could be a fantastic time for taking photos for public use or something else, or family photos. There's just a magnetism that you might, you know, be exuding. Now, after the first week of the month, that's going to pass along, at least for you, February-born friends. Those of you who are March-born Pisces or who have degrees, 10 degrees and on, you'll have the juiciness of Venus in the Placidus chart a little bit longer into April. So that will go a little bit longer for you. The later you are in the sign, the more you'll have that magnetism from Venus there. But everyone will get it for at least part of the time. This is also an amazing time to take stock in your appearance. And while it's not necessarily the best time to make a big cosmetic change or surgeries or things like that, because the retrograde doesn't lend itself to trying to do something permanent, it can be amazing for temporary things like, you know, getting a low risk facial treatment. You know, what we're talking about here is something that's low risk, low consequence, but could work out nice, a new product, you know, something like that. Some new clothes. Again, it's not the time to redo your whole wardrobe because the Mercury retrograde, unless you are doing something like a clothing swap. This is something that my friends and I used to do, where we'd bring all of our old clothes, throw them in the center of the room, we'd bring goodies and have a little party, and then we'd all leave with new clothes without even having to spend any money. So, you know, the issue here is that the things that you get, you might not have them for long term. So you don't want to invest too much money or time, but it's like just a sprucing up. It's just, you know, it's a redefining of your space and your body and what you're bringing and how you feel about yourself. Okay, so those energies are very, very strong. Now, I'm calling the theme of this month From Pennies to Prosperity for Pisces. And the reason is because the sun is in your second house of finances. We're going to have Mercury is still in the second house of finances. It's retrograde in your second house of finances. And we're also going to have an eclipse in that same house. So you can see there's a lot of emphasis on the financial sector of your life. But this financial sector is not just only about money, but it is a lot about money. So let me go into some things that can really be amazing and enriching to help the universe to align prosperity for you. So everything is vibration. The talk of vibration is not just a metaphysical concept. This is a scientific concept. And I believe as time goes on, especially now that Pluto is in Aquarius, we're going to start to see that a lot of the mystical understandings that people have had for thousands of years that work their way into paintings, like halos over someone's head being a, you know, a crown chakra. We're going to see that things that seemed like they were metaphysical or spiritual are actually also scientific. So along those lines, manifestation is vibrational. It has a frequency. And whatever our vibrational frequency is, we tend to draw in things according to that. Trick here is that it's not always conscious. Only 10 to 20% of our experience is a conscious experience. So we have unconscious belief factors and we have conscious belief factors, and we manifest with both of those vibrations. But this is a time where you can change your inner vibration, which can help you to pull in, draw different possibilities from the ethers. So it's a very exciting time full of active change. Some practical things that you can use this energy for to help the pennies to prosperity process is financial planning and budgeting. So it's a great time to redo your money. See what you're spending money on. Is that working for you? And, you know, create a budget, set financial goals, explore strategies, anything like that. Anything that can help you to support your financial stability now and in the future is an area of focus. You can also focus on exploring your personal values. A lot of times we wake up one day and we realize that the vast majority of our time is spent doing something that's not in line with what's on the top of our list for our personal values. So this is a time where if you notice you're spending, you know, this many hours a week focused on something, but that's not really significantly helping the things on your priority list, then you can start to align your timing. Time is one of the most precious resources that we have. And time budgeting is also something that you can use this beautiful second house energy. Oh, and by the way, it's not just Pisces specific second house transits that are giving you a boost to finances right now. There's an additional general transit that will be affecting everybody's finances that you are also capitalizing on. And this has to do with the very rare Jupiter and Uranus conjunction getting together. Now, I am going to do a separate report on Jupiter and Uranus, maybe even two, because this is super important. But just to touch on it here, Jupiter, expansion, Uranus, things out of the blue, invention, technology, forward thinking, you know, coming together in the sky is really flavoring the whole month. Although the exact transit happens on April 20th, this powerful connection is strong throughout the entire month of April, and it's in the sign of Taurus, which rules the second house, which is where all this activity is for Pisces. So you've got all of this energy that is supporting a redo, a recalibration, replanning everything. And really, Mercury retrograde is about anything, pretty much anything that you put RE in front of, redo, re-edit, refurbish, you know, those energies are very much Mercury retrograde. And so you've got a chance to redo things. Building of self-worth and confidence is another piece that you can utilize all of these transits consciously. If you know that this is what the stars are pointing to right now, you don't have to wait until we get a ding from outside, you know, interfering with your confidence. You can know, this is why I'm telling you this beforehand, that this is a time to work on building your self-esteem and confidence. This is a time to work on affirming your inherent worthiness. You know, anything that has to do with engaging these activities that nurture your self-worth, or that have to do with, you know, self-care or pursuing hobbies or anything that makes you relaxed. Major manifestors will tell you, and maybe you are in this and maybe you've had this happen, most of the brilliant ideas we have are not coming from a time when we're trying to figure out a brilliant idea. Most of the time it comes from when we're relaxed. I know for myself, whenever I get around water, sometimes even walking in the bathroom to wash my hands, water for some reason is a source of insight for me. And it might be because I'm not actively engaged in my mental activity at that time. Showers, I noticed myself and some of my friends we talked to, if just taking a shower, the sheer act of just shutting off, taking a break, taking a shower, taking a bath, can sometimes bring in an amazing idea that will solve a problem or help you to get to your next level of finances or whatever it is that you're trying to manifest at this time. So taking breaks and taking time to be creative, which is what led me to this, is the idea of hobbies. Sometimes in that quiet space where you're not worrying about trying to solve your money problems, where you're not worrying about trying to solve any of your other issues, that's the space that an idea can come from you. And it can come like a lightning strike. And this energetic of lightning strike is really important to remember for this month because of this strong Jupiter-Uranus activity. Because Uranus rules lightning and things that come out of the blue. So the idea of having something that can come out of nowhere and solve everything is definitely very strong. Something else that we've got going on here is the evaluation of material possessions. So material possessions, you know, are anything in the tangible reality, anything in the tangible plane. So anything from simplifying your environment to make space for new stuff and new experiences, anything simple like clearing out old clutter. One caution here when you're cleaning stuff out during Mercury retrograde is that sometimes you might think you're ready to get rid of something and you're really not. And so if you're on the fence on something, put it in the garage and wait until the transit passes, because, you know, in May, like really this transit's going to basically, the pre-retrograde shadow period starts March 21st. The actual retrograde starts April 1st. It goes to April 24th. And then the post-retrograde goes until May 14th. So this is the whole cycle of, you know, internal processing that we're talking about here. So when you do this, you might find that there's something that's kind of like a bigger risk of releasing. And you might want to table those big decisions until mid-May. Because, you know, that's one of the pitfalls of clearing out during Mercury retrograde is you might get rid of something that you actually wanted. But if it's like what I like to call low-hanging fruit, you know, if it's just extra recycling you need to clear out, if it's extra garbage, if it's just organizing, if it's just stuff you're sure that you don't need, those are the kind of things that's super safe and a really good idea to release at this time because it does create space. And this is also a real scientific phenomena. While we know that energy is not created nor destroyed, it simply changes form, when we clear out space, it beckons for the filling of that space with new and fresh things. So you've got a great time for that. Basically letting go of items that no longer are aligned with this new reevaluation you've done with your priorities. That's perfectly aligned for now. Something else that's amazing to do is investments. Now, if you know astrology, you might say, hey, Annie, if we're talking about second house Taurus things, why are you talking about investments? Those are eighth house. Now, it's not necessarily true. Eighth house rules like investments in weird, intangible things like stocks. Like, what the hell is that even, right? Like crypto, like what? Everyone's wrapping their brain around this. You know, those are eighth house investments, the ones you can't really, you know, pinpoint. But a second house investment is something super tangible. And I think as an investor, as someone well-trained since I was like 7 or 8 years old reading the Wall Street Journal with my dad in investments, I have come to see that the greatest investment we can make is actually in ourselves. Any power that you put in your capacity to earn money and your self-confidence of knowing that you're worth earning money is going to go further probably than any other investment because it can keep giving. You can work part-time even when you're retired if you've invested in yourself in a way to earn money. You know, so this is a time where investing in self-development, you know, taking courses, anything having to do with workshops or seeking guidance from mentors, where you're investing in yourself, any kind of education can really, really pay off major dividends in the future because of your certainty, because of your confidence, and, you know, that's how it goes. Okay, so hopefully the person in my neighborhood just starting to do their lawn is not carrying through too heavily. I do have my corded mic back again because in the March reports, my cordless mic apparently didn't go over very well. So hopefully this is keeping my voice pretty clear. So I just want to explain if you hear buzzing, that's not a mistake. That is my neighbor doing Florida types of things, which is always cutting the lawn. Okay, so anyway, let's talk back about the things I want to talk about this month. Okay, so we talked about the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Again, I'll talk about that more in other recordings. But what's important to know here specifically for Pisces is that this is occurring for you in your third house of information, of communication, of education, of transportation. So something really notable may happen in these arenas. If you're working on communicating better or creating a project where you're expressing yourself, this can be a major support to that. So you'll have supercharged support for your expression, whatever form it is, during the whole month of April. Now, in general, the whole month of April, although it's activated by the eclipse, it is a time to move along as synchronicity is telling you and to not force a flow. I started out telling you that from the beginning, and that is definitely true. So just keep that in mind. I like to use the analogy when we're in retrograde that we're the spider that's already woven our webs in the open times in February and March where we had free, you know, clear stars. And now, even though the outer planets are still going direct until May 2nd, this Mercury retrograde is throwing a cloud over everything, a shadow over everything. So this is a time to really just clear up things in your web, clear up things in your nest, be on the beach and see what the tide brings in rather than trying to push something out. You will probably have to make some decisions from eclipse-related events that come in, but if you can make a bridge decision or make a temporary decision or put off making a final decision into May, and then, you know, the closer we get into the middle of May, the more you'll have clarity and a next open period to do big things from that eclipse, the more you'll be happier with the results. So I have changed the format of my recordings a bit, and I do have some more Pisces specific things that I want to talk about, but I just want to alert you here while I'm thinking about it that if you are on YouTube and you are not subscribed to my channel, definitely subscribe. And if you are subscribed, click the bell. The reason is because I've heard that people who don't click the bell, you're not getting my reports into your feed. So if you've been used to me just posting horoscopes for a while, you might not know that I'm actually posting weekly now, okay? So in order to not miss anything from me, wherever you're listening to me, Spotify or wherever it is, subscribe. Okay. The other thing that I have put together for you is if you go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology, this is a new page where I have a YouTube current and upcoming astrology playlist, all of my podcast playlist, and all of the other things that you can see from me, like my free VIP community newsletter, which has my write-up of the sweet and salty dates. Also my secret star portal where I'm now posting horoscopes early. You're getting these horoscopes for April and March, and that is still early, but I am posting them even earlier in my secret star portal. So you can see that at anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. And I will put that link in the notes underneath the video and podcast. And I will put that link in the top of the corner of YouTube where it will be clickable for you. Okay. And if you want to learn astrology, I've got my astrology certification course where I can help you earn money as an astrologer, or you can start with the basics. So you can see all of that at anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. Okay, so a couple more pieces here. Remember that we are in the Aries time of the solar revolution. So at the end of March, we did begin the new astrological new year. So when we have this new moon solar eclipse on April 8th at 19 degrees of Aries, it is actually the kickoff party for the astrological new year. So there is a lot of new energy that is happening. I also led with that in this report. So we are aware of that, but you know, we do have the retrograde to work with as well. Now, I'm not going to go into super depth with the solar eclipse or either of the eclipses because I do have separate videos for that. So if you go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses and you look for eclipses in Aries and the first house, that is going to be for you, Pisces. If you look for eclipses in the second house or Taurus, that's going to be specific placement of the Aries eclipse for Pisces. And if you look for the eclipses in Libra, that's also going to be for you. So if you want to go deeper into the eclipses, you can see those things there. And I may have some stuff coming in the month of April as well. So just pay attention to the playlist, pay attention to my notifications. Okay, so the last thing I want to talk about has to do with the full moon. Okay, so we've got a full moon at 4 degrees of Scorpio on April 18th, and this is going to be fullness, completion, fruition, possibly drama, to the space of Scorpio, which is that other house of investments I talked about, intangible things, you know, psychological things, spiritual, metaphysical things, mysteries, joint finances, lotto, winning money, or, you know, inheritances. So you may see in the days around the 18th, and so we'll say at least 3 days before, so like April 15th or April 21st, you'll see this fullness completion drama come. And this is a water moon. This can put water in places where it's not supposed to be. When we have a full moon in a water sign, this can definitely lead to that, flooding and such. Make sure you're flooding and all those insurances are in, you know, intact before this time. If you're going away, shut your water off so you don't have a break while you're away, things like that. Be extra careful. But in general, this full moon is really, really great for Pisces because it's in fellow water signs. So all of you can get extra goodies, extra magic, extra ethereal wonder, extra emotional connection in this time from this full moon. Those of you who are February born Pisces, you are most likely to get the biggest kiss from this unless you have a 4 degree placement. So we'll say like February 25th, the days around there, really all the February born, but the closer you are to around that date, the more you'll get the big extra kiss from this full moon, but no one's going to be left out of it and no water sign is certainly going to be left out of it. So you have that. Now, specifically for Pisces, this full moon is going to be in your ninth house. So the ninth house is the house of Sagittarius. So this can also bring immigration topics, passports, long distance travel, you know, education, teaching. I was talking about, you know, taking courses, all of those things. You might start to have information or opportunities come in to be able to educate yourself for your enrichment and for your self-worth and for your income earning. So those things can come up. Learning different languages, international business are all lit up, especially for Pisces at the time of the Scorpio full moon in the days around April 18th. Okay, so go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. And you can find my current astrology playlist. The reason I'm doing this is because I've noticed myself when I'm on YouTube on my mobile phone, with all the advertising they have on there, it's been really hard for me to see playlists that people have of the things that I'm watching. So I noticed that it's the same thing for my channel. So if you're having trouble navigating to the end screen where I put playlists, and I will be putting it there still, if you're having trouble finding the notes underneath the video, at least if you go to the anniehelpsyou.com/astrology page, you'll be able to have access to my playlist, my podcast playlist, my YouTube playlist, and all the other free resources that I have on there. So I hope that you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month.